If you've been struggling in your relationships or connections lately, in this episode, we're going to help you start to understand relationships and how to gain deeper connections. So, what is a relationship? A relationship is a connection. It is a connection of knowing somebody on a little bit of a deeper level, right? So, what is a relationship meant to be? A relationship is meant to support each other's wounds. Well, what are wounds? Wounds are emotions that we carry throughout our life. We may have experienced some things in our childhood or throughout life that have traumatized us, that have kept emotions with us, that have made us feel unsafe or hurt in some way in our life. So a relationship is meant to understand those wounds and is meant to provide a sense of safety in our life, right? So you should understand the other person should understand your wounds and be able to understand that when you enter situations or experiences or people in your life that may trigger those wounds to come out of you, that trigger that person, that partner, that friend, that family member is there to provide a sense of safety, to provide a sense of support because they understand those wounds. So let me give you an example. Let's say that your friend grew up in an alcoholic family with parents yelling at each other, right? And you're going out to the bar to meet some friends. And you meet at the bar and a riot breaks out and there's people yelling at each other and you see your friends start to compress. You see your friends start to get triggered to feel unsafe. And you as a friend knows, put your arm around them and gets them the heck out of there. You've provided a sense of safety when that person has broken down inside. That person has felt unsafe. That person felt scared. And that's what creates deep connection. That's what creates someone being your person, your best friend, your partner, you know, your family member that you can rely on. That's what creates somebody to be your person, is really providing that sense of safety, right? So now is also important to know that you have to also understand your needs. See, my past relationship, my partner said, it's fine for 10 years. And then I got blamed for all the time for what I did and didn't do. But all I got was, it's fine. Obviously, it wasn't fine, right? So anytime I hear that now, I get triggered. It literally triggers me. It makes me feel unsafe. Like, what did I do? Did I do something? I know it's not fine. And I start to get crazy in my mind and I start to feel unsafe and freak out. Right? So that is a trigger that I know. I've done some introspection of my past and I'm well aware of that's a small wound that I have that triggers me when I hear that. And I've been able to communicate that wound to my partner. You know, please just don't say it's fine. Just say, hey, you're not okay. I don't want to talk right now. Or just please don't use those words. You can say anything else, but please don't use those words because it triggers me, right? And your person, your partner shouldn't feel a sense of judgment, shouldn't feel a sense of, well, why are you bringing your past to me and so forth? But your partner should provide a sense of understanding. And I communicated my need. Hey, this triggers me. This makes me feel unsafe and uncomfortable. Can you please just not say that? That's my need. Please don't say it's fine. Say anything else. Yes, no problem. Right? So that person, my partner, provides a sense of safety to me by not poking at my wounds or triggering at my wounds or judging them or taking it personally of, well, I'm a new relationship and so forth, right? They're not taking it personally. They're not creating judgments, but sure, whatever you need, that's no problem. And if it's lips, man, I think we all say it's fine. And we always know it's not when we say that, right? If it's lips, right? They're like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to say that. Everything is not fine. I'm not okay. But I need 5 minutes and then can we talk about it? Sure, no problem, right? So that person, hey, they're not perfect, but they're consciously aware of my wound and my need and can provide a sense of safety. Now, that's a small example. Some of you may have gone through big traumatic things in your life, or it can be just small things like that as an example. So the key is to start to do some introspection and start to identify for yourself where it is that you get triggered. And when you get triggered, you might get angry, you might get frustrated, but that core deep emotion, ladies and gentlemen, that core deep emotion is not feeling safe, is being scared, is feeling unsupported. So if you can do some deep introspection and look at that within inside yourself and say, man, when someone says it's fine, it really hurts me. It really makes me feel unsafe. It really makes my mind race. It does so much. And that's something I need to look at, maybe something I want to work on. But maybe I can just ask the people in my life, hey, please don't say that word, and share a little bit of why. Share a little bit of why. Give them a little sense of understanding. And that person will provide, will nurture that wound, will nurture you, will provide that sense of safety in that situation. Just like that friend that got you out of that bar because you got triggered from your childhood alcoholic parents. And they got you out of there, got you to safety when you felt like a scared, hopeless little kid. When that wound got triggered again, when that wound got poked at, and those emotions and those memories came up, your friend put their arm around you and got you to safety. See, things like that, the big things, but also the really small little daily things that may trigger you that someone may not understand because they haven't been in your shoes. They haven't experienced what you experienced, but they love you, so they will fulfill your needs. And see, we may struggle on knowing how to communicate those. I did. Before, I never did introspection. I never knew what triggered me. I never knew how to what my need was on a trigger and how to communicate that to somebody else. And we'll have other episodes where we go deeper into that, but what does that mean? Well, to keep it simple, what is the emotion? Where does the emotion tie to? How has it hurt you or made you feel unsafe? And what do you need in a situation that triggers that to make you feel better? And once you identify that, how can you communicate that with your friends and family or your partner? See, because a relationship is the other person's needs superseding your own. The other person's needs superseding your own. That's deep, right? That's deep. Oh, you just got home from work. You're exhausted. You had a terrible day and you just want to sit on the couch and watch a Netflix show, right? You just want to watch a Netflix show and your partner's on a Zoom for work and they hear it's fine from their boss. Don't worry about it. The mistake you made, it's fine. And your partner gets off of that Zoom call freaking out. Hey, my boss just said it's fine. I'm freaking out. What if I'm going to get fired? What if this? Right? You know, they've already expressed to you that word triggers them. That word takes them to unsafe, unhappy memories that really makes them scared. And you're exhausted and just want to watch your damn Netflix show. Excuse my language. You just want to watch your Netflix show and turn your brain off. That's your need at that moment. That's your self-care at that moment. But your partner needs in that moment, your partner's needs need to supersede your own. Because your partner just got a wound poked at and you know they're freaking out. And they need you to be there for them. They need you to provide that sense of safety, to calm them down, right? And how do you do that? Well, that takes some more work with your partner of their love language. What's their love language to calm them down? Is it to, go out, spend some quality time together, get their mind off things? Is it to sit down and talk about it? Is it to get them some ice cream? Whatever that is, though, those are things you have to identify in your relationships. That's not one size fits all, right? But in that example, your partner's needs superseded your own, as my mentor always taught me. They superseded your own, and that is the key. To be able to understand other people's wounds, be able to provide a sense of safety and nurture those wounds. And that makes them your person. That makes a deep, deep connection with friends, with family, with partner, with coworkers. So go out there and start to create deep connections in your life. Start to do some introspection. Start to realize what you need. Start to prepare how you can communicate those with your loved ones. And also be curious of their needs, their love languages, their wounds, and how you can provide a sense of safety in your life. We've never been taught the proper tools. Myself growing up in society, we've never been taught these tools, what to do, how to do it, how to have successful relationships, how to communicate needs, how to do introspection, how to support and make your people feel safe, how to make them feel safe. So continue to tune into the episodes as we dig deeper into these different topics and learn tools to help you have successful relationships with others and successful relationships with yourself. Because maybe you've heard before in quotes online, others say that you can't have a successful relationship without, knowing yourself, without working on yourself. And to some degree, that's true. Because if you don't know what triggers you, if you don't know what you need from your partner, how's your partner or your friends or family supposed to know? If you don't even know. And then what happens is we get angry and blame them. Or they don't love us. Oh, they didn't do this. I wanted them to do this. They didn't do that for me. And so forth. Right? So dig deep. Dig into yourself. What triggers me? What's the core of the emotion? What's that wound from my past? What do I need to feel safe with that wound? And how can I communicate that to my people? And ask them. Ask them about their wounds. When you see them get triggered emotionally and maybe lash out at you or lash out at somebody else or get scared or shut down, don't take it personally. Don't take it personally. When you see a trigger in somebody else, that's their wound. There's a deep wound somewhere in there that makes them feel unsafe. So instead of taking it personally and blaming them for reacting in however manner that they did, dig deep. Ask them, where is that coming from? What is that emotion? What has happened to you in your past? And how can I support you? How can I be there for you if this experience happens again? So go out there and practice making deep connections. Practice loving others, loving on others. Practice putting your people's needs above your own. And your relationships will start to shift and change. And you say, well, what if I try these things and the other person doesn't reciprocate? Hey, keep trying. Or set boundaries and take a step back. And the right people will come into your life. Or meet them where they're at. Meet them where they're at and give them love. Provide them with love and know their triggers, their emotions, they're crazy, they're blaming you. It's not about you. It's not to take it personally, but it's about what they've got going on inside, that wound that they haven't yet looked at with introspection to be able to understand it and communicate it. So let's go out there and love each other. Let's go make deep connections. Sending you love wherever you are in the world. Thank you for tuning in. Have no fear, love for the soul is here. New episodes release every week on Tuesdays at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If this episode resonated with you in any way, we would love for you to leave a review below. You can download free interactive workbooks that go with each Love for the Soul podcast episode. So go ahead and click the link below and click free preview. You can also join our free Discord community where you will get guidance and support on your journey. You don't have to do it alone. And last, follow us on social media. I'd love to be a part of your story, sending you love wherever you are in the world.